Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Well, maybe you don't, but our next guest knows plenty about history. Kenneth Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, Everything You Need to Know About American History But Never Learned. It's recently revised and updated since there's been so much history in the past few years. Ken Davis, good morning again.
Good morning. Playing my song. I'm always glad it's Sam Cooke and not Herman's Hermits.
There you go. We'll always give you the Sam Cooke version. But the New York Times is reporting that there's been virtually no improvement despite all the calls for No Child Left Behind, educational reform, that sort of thing, and our discussions about history, that only 12% of high school seniors can demonstrate proficiency in U.S. history and 55% scored below basic in nationwide testing. And among the things that kids don't know is why Missouri's entrance into the Union was controversial back in the early 1800s.
I have been battling this problem for 20 years. Of course, the first major survey like this came back in 1987 and said, what our 17-year-olds know? It should have been called what they don't know. We've gotten no better at it. In fact, it seems to be worse than ever. Why? Three simple reasons, John. It's boring the way we teach it. It's dull. It's often inaccurate. Second is an old problem that's gotten worse. We don't spend enough time teaching history, and that problem has worsened since No Child Left Behind. Every history teacher I've talked to for the last 15 or 20 years says the same thing, that the move to standardized testing in math and reading has taken them from teaching history. So that's a problem. If we think it's important, we have to spend time teaching it. And finally, there's the media, both news and entertainment. There's a tremendous distortion of history in the daily news. We got a good dose of that very recently with our symposium on Paul Revere. And then there's the problem of Hollywood history. There are millions of children who think that Pocahontas was a buxom Disney character in a tight deerskin skirt.
And Disney wasn't even around, you know, when Pocahontas was around.
No, he was pretty old, but he wasn't that old.
Yeah. So Ken Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, is knowledge of American history a matter of patriotism in your view, or is it more a matter of literacy and you know, essential competence?
I think they go hand in hand. I don't think it's one or the other. I think that we certainly want to teach a history that fills us with pride and patriotism, but that doesn't necessarily mean a false history. It certainly is competence. Teaching history teaches thinking skills. That teaches critical skills. It's not just learning a long list of dates and battles and speeches. History is about cause and effect, but mostly history is about people, what they do, why they do it, the mistakes they make, how we can learn from them. And certainly, I think at the bottom, when you say patriotism, it is also about understanding our rights and responsibilities, and that there has been tremendous sacrifice behind that.
Korean War. United Nations forces made up largely of troops from the United States and South Korea fought against troops from North Korea and?
I think the answer would be China.
You're right. Only 22% of high school seniors answered that correctly.
Well, look, the Vietnam War, a West Point guy recently said in the newspaper, the Vietnam War is like the Peloponnesian War. So the Korean War, which was a hidden war to begin with, is even further back in our history. It's too important not to know. That's the bottom line.
All right. Ken Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, Everything You Need to Know About American History But Never Learned, responding to the issue that only 12% of high school seniors demonstrated proficiency in U.S. history, according to the New York Times. Thanks, Ken.